other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Monday, yet again, a whole other week spanning out before us. Coming up in a little while, we have a writer coming on the broadcast to talk about the Pentagon running recruitment ads for psychological warfare experts to run operations out of NORTHCOM in Colorado, our new military martial law command center. And how that feeds into the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information 2 years ago that said they were going to lie to us for our own good. And then we'll go over some examples of the military violating every canon of a free society, every section of the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and engaging in this for their private corporate owners. The same private corporate owners that funded Adolf Hitler, Joseph Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Fidel Castro, Ho Chi Minh. They build them up, they knock them down, or they try to knock them down, and they create crises, whether it's Noriega or Bin Laden or Saddam. In every one of those cases I listed, it's now admitted that our government helped put them into power, helped keep them there. Did you know that? History Channel has old CIA section chiefs on, just admitting it. And, you know, when a communist leader dies, old David Rockefeller will write an editorial for the New York Times saying we've got to praise Mao. He did a great job. And now they're building that here in America in the name of fighting the endless boogeyman who can never be defeated, Al-Qaeda. Or Al-Qaeda. Some of the news that's coming up, and we're also going to have wide open phones, draft riots feared, that's conscription riots feared, no matter who wins the November election, draft will return. This is from American Free Press. And they've got their bills introduced, their draft board set back up. We'll go over it. Also, protection or paranoia. Why is the Secret Service treating harmless professors and pacifist homeless advocates like they're members of Al-Qaeda? And this is by Justin Rood in Salon, the same guy that wrote the article about the Pentagon running ads for people to get positions running disinformation operations here in the U.S. The big news, of course, we'll cover first when we get back, Satan to monitor Lucifer. Now, that's my own headline. I added this to the top of the posting we did of a CNN article, Satan to monitor Lucifer, and of course their headline, UN body to monitor U.S. elections. And I wrote, here's a perfect example of the controlled left-right paradigm. Everybody knows that our elections are a fraud, so they send in the United Nations to, quote, save us. This promotes the UN as a global government authority, and will give the phony conservatives something to act anti-UN about. Again, it will give them something fake to hop around about. International team to monitor presidential elections. Again, Beelzebub to monitor Moloch. Or should I say Stalin to monitor Hitler? Or should I say left hand to monitor right hand? Or Fox to guard the hen house from the weasels? I don't know, which cliche would you like? But I like my new one I've invented, Satan to monitor Lucifer, UN body to monitor U.S. elections. One side of the coin to monitor the other side of the coin. We'll be right back and we'll get into all the other news, nuclear reactors blowing up in Japan and everything else. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Are Are you one of the millions who suffer from arthritis or chronic back pain? Michael Trudeau here. I speak from personal experience when I say living with either one isn't any fun. You see, a little over 20 years ago, I was involved in a car accident that injured some vertebrae and discs in my back. The damage led to degenerative arthritis in my upper back and neck. I tried physical therapy and chiropractors for years, usually with little or no positive results. The chronic everyday pain was miserable. Many friends offered advice on how to get relief, and I humored most, again, with little or no success, until my friend Cliff Scott recommended his MSM. He said it was all natural and worked to relieve inflammation. Once again, albeit reluctantly, I took another friend's advice, only this time it changed my life. After 6 weeks, I noticed some improvement, and after 12 weeks, measurable improvement. Well, that was 2 years ago, and I've been taking MSM ever since, and today, my quality of life has improved dramatically. Side effects? Yeah, my knee used to bug me, and that's better now, too. Call Cliff Scott Enterprises at 800-569-4340. That's 1-800-569-4340. If you're suffering, try MSM. It worked for me.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
What really happened September 11th, and who stands to gain? Alex Jones here, America. We answer these vital questions and much, much more in my newest and most explosive documentary yet, 911, The Road to Tyranny. In 2 hours and 24 minutes, we point a searing light of truth on the history of problem, reaction, solution. Brace yourselves as the New World Order program for world domination is blown wide open. A nightmarish post-September 11th world where the military and the police are merged. Witnesses populations beg for national ID cards and, yes, even implantable microchips. Troops on the streets, foreign NATO aircraft in the skies. Psychotic UN population control plans and much, much more. This is one film you cannot afford to miss. Order 911, The Road to Tyranny today. Call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 1-888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. You see, Big Brother's afraid of this documentary. Order today and spread the word. America's future depends on the truth getting out.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get into the United Nations EU body. This isn't just the UN, it's an EU body. Coming over here to monitor our elections, I think it's absolutely horrible. But I think that the response we're going to get from neocons to this is also absolutely horrible. So we'll get into the propaganda facets of this. Hundreds have already rallied against the UN monitoring of U.S. elections. And we're going to be getting some of those folks on, but again, they're monitoring for the wrong reasons. They're protesting for the wrong reasons. Congress may put more power in Intel Post. Here's another shill article out of the Kansas City Star saying that Bush is a little upset. He may not want this giant independent intelligence czar that has outside funding, and he may not want Congress to sign over all its control. Funny, that's what he proposed a year ago. That's what the 9/11 Whitewash Commission proposed. As it was being formed, they said, oh, we're going to call for Patriot Act 2 and a giant domestic intelligence agency. And then, oh, we're not going to try to find blame in government. We're going to try to find out how to stop this from happening again.
Well, that's how you do it. You find blame and fire those people. That's how it works everywhere else. I mean, in our Navy, up until just a few decades ago, if you lost an action or you screwed something up, you got kicked out of the Navy, or you got sent to the shore, or if a politician messed something up or a dam operator opened the wrong floodgate and flooded the town, they got fired. Not anymore in America, folks. We've actually found that if you screw something up, you get rewarded. But again, we know 9/11 isn't screwing something up. Actually, those that carried out 9/11, those that got the passports for the supposed hijackers, and those that blocked FBI agents from doing their jobs, they all got bonuses and promoted. And those that tried to fight Al-Qaeda got kicked out of the FBI or the CIA or got demoted and didn't get those big record cash bonuses. But again, that's a side issue. Congress may put more power in Intel Post, and Bush may not like it. Also, I'm sure you've heard, America's bogus beheading video dupes international media. This is out of the City Morning Herald. I have one here out of Reuters. FBI probes hoax video of Iraq beheading. And it's very interesting. In the big headlines in major newspapers, it just says the guy did it as a joke. But when you read deeper in the Reuters and AP news stories that never made it in the newspaper, he says that he wanted to show how the government could fake one of these videos, or how some other group could do it, and how easy this is to do. And he went to one of the supposed Islamicist websites and posted this, supposedly himself having his head cut off, and it was posted in a friend's garage and done for a couple hundred dollars. We've already proven the Nick Berg video is fake. We've already proven the fat bin Laden in the dark room is fake. We've already proven fake Niger documents, fake weapons documents. Fake, and it turns out the latest terror alerts are 4 years old, but so we'll get into that story too. And then, of course, in Japan, there was a radiation release. Part of a reactor blew and sprayed a bunch of high-level radioactive particles onto the workers there. And at least four are dead, according to the Associated Press. Now, they say a non-radioactive steam leak killed four people and injured seven others. But then another article says it was radioactive, so you can believe whatever they say. Remember about, what, six, 7 years ago, they even had video of it? Japanese hand-stirring giant buckets of highly radioactive materials at one of their power plants. And then it was reported that they were actually getting into the buckets with their feet and meeting it. I mean, this is the self-sacrifice of the Japanese, folks. There's a lot of weird, secretive stuff going on in Japan that nobody really knows about. I know that last year, and then the year before that, Japan started threatening to nuke North Korea, and then their government called for developing nuclear weapons covertly, which was kind of strange, calling for developing nuclear weapons covertly, but announcing it publicly. So imagine what they do with cameras and computers and automobiles. Imagine that put to use in developing nuclear weapons. They have more nuclear reactors than any other country in the world, not just per capita, but period. And there's all sorts of bizarre clandestine stuff going on in Japan, where they, by the way, have also legalized cloning. And now Japan is talking about getting rid of its pacifist constitution and talking about building a bunch of warships and robotic drone aircraft. And better look out, my friends. Better look out, North Korea and China. And again, as I said, better look out, America. Leak of Japan nuclear plant kills four. A non-radioactive steam leak killed four people and injured seven others Monday. And the worst ever accident. It's not the worst ever. A bunch of people died. How many years ago was that? Remember that big thing blew up and it was all radioactive and spilt out into the city streets and then it got shut up real quick? I need to do a Google search and find that. A non-radioactive steam leak killed four people and injured seven others Monday in the worst ever accident, a Japanese nuclear power plant official said. One other worker was reportedly in critical condition. The cause was not clear. But no radiation escaped the plant. Oh, escaped the plant. See, another article says it's radiation in the plant. But see, this is the doublespeak. Oh, it didn't escape the plant. The cause is not clear, but no radiation escaped the plant, and there was no need to evacuate the area around the city, of Mihama, about 200 miles west of Tokyo. Officials said that Mihama's population is 11,500. And it said the four died of severe burns, said the local government office. Japanese media reported that another worker was in critical condition and had suffered heart and lung failure. Okay. Very, very suspicious. What do you think of that? All right, back to one of the most important stories. Let's detail this now, then we'll go to break and come back and take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. We'll get you up and on the air. Again, I like to post articles on my website and then put our own little headline on them, our own little comment, our own little editorializing, but Satan to monitor Lucifer, or Fox to guard hen house, UN body to monitor U.S. elections, and as I said, here's a perfect example of the controlled left-right paradigm. Everybody knows that our elections are a fraud, so they send in the United Nations to, quote, save us. This promotes the UN as a global government authority and will give the phony conservatives something to act anti-UN about. But Bush has, of course, invited them on in here. The UN said when a bunch of different members of the Congress, Democrats, requested that they come in and monitor our elections, the UN said, well, Bush has to invite us, the executive branch has to. And Bush said, oh, yeah, come on in, but they can't get within 50 feet of the polling places. They can't look at the machinery. And of course, I'm sure they'll say, well, there was a few irregularities, but overall, the government's doing a great job. And they'll say, see, we've been independently certified by the United Nations, who I would add goes into scores of third world countries, funds the government or the rebels, overthrows the government, and massacres people by the hundreds of thousands, in some cases the millions, and is a total mechanism, an appendage, a tool, a weapon, a battering ram of the New World Order. But here's CNN, international team to monitor presidential elections. Observers will be part of OSCE's Human Rights Office, a team of international observers, will monitor the presidential election in November, according to the U.S. State Department, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. A subdivision of the United Nations and the EU was invited to monitor the election by the State Department. The observers will come from the OSCE's Office for Democratic Institutions and Human Rights. It will be the first time such a team has been present for a U.S. presidential election. The U.S. was obliged to invite us, as all OSCE countries should, spokeswoman Uder Gunderdotter said. It's not legally binding, but it's a political commitment. They signed a document 10 years ago to ask OSCE to observe elections. 13 Democratic members of the House of Representatives, raising the specter of possible civil liberties violations that they said took place in Florida and elsewhere in the 2000 election, wrote to UN Secretary General Kofi Annan in July asking him to send observers. After Annan rejected their request, saying the administration must make the application, the Democrats asked Secretary of State Colin Powell to do so. The issue was hotly debated in the House, and Republicans got an amendment to a foreign aid bill that barred federal funds from being used for the United Nations to monitor U.S. elections, which, again, makes them look good and conservative, but then Bush brings them in. The Associated Press reported in a letter dated July 30th and released last week, Assistant Secretary of State Paul Kelly told the Democrats about the invitation to the OSCE without monitoring and mentioning the U.N. issue. I am pleased that Secretary of State Colin Powell is committed, as I am, to a fair and democratic process, said Democratic Representative Eddie Bernice Johnson of Texas, who spearheaded the effort to get the U.N. observers. The presence of monitors will assure Americans that America cares about their votes and it cares about its standing in the world, she said in the news release. Yeah, that's right, Democrat. Don't support Republican Rush Holt's bill that would force a paper trail and to have these machines print out a paper copy of the vote that'll be held for recount. No, don't do anything real. Don't call for these machines to be removed.
How'd the UN come in and certify it? Lucifer overlooking Satan.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light that allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Be a part of the new gold rush. You know, for thousands of years, the one true valuable commodity has always been gold. It still is. Gold and other precious metals have continued to grow in value over the years. You know the old saying, good as gold? Well, there's a valuable lesson in that expression. Protect yourself in these uncertain times. With the stock market on the skids, and really, nowhere to put your money that makes a lot of sense, it's time to invest in a little wealth insurance. And that's gold, silver, and other rare and valuable coins and precious metals. Call this toll-free number for your free investing in precious metals kit. That's 1-800-686-2237. For the complete story, the highest quality precious metals, call Midas Resources. In business over 10 years, make the call and see why the ultra-rich invest in gold and other precious metals. We'll rush you the free information. Call today, 1-800-686-2237.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit calbenpuresoap.com.
Somebody wants to sue you. With a few keystrokes, anyone can find out your net worth. Everything that you've worked hard for can be taken away from you as fast as you can say, frivolous lawsuit. Whether it's the IRS, a vindictive ex-spouse, or an average Joe off the street, don't let them have it. The Asset Protection Team can show you how to protect yourself from anybody that wants to sue you. Simple, fast, affordable, and bulletproof. Let the Asset Protection Team show you how. Call now, 888-240-3337. That's 888-240-3337. Or visit assetprotectionteam.com. Don't wait. Plan your strategy today before you encounter a lawsuit, bankruptcy, accident, judgment, lien, probate, creditor, medical crisis, malpractice, or worse. Plan today before you are confronted with a false claim, divorce, audit, state agency, federal agency, restraining order, an angry ex-partner, or worse. Visit assetprotectionteam.com or call 888-240-3337.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's go straight to your calls. Carlos in California, then Brad, Robert, Wolfgang, Paul, and others. Carlos, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Alex, you know, we need a 9/11 commission that will ask some real questions made up by some of the family members of the 9/11 victims. You know, the all these Saudis that left during that the gap in time where no planes were allowed to leave, one of the Saudis was a prince who owned some of the horses at Kentucky Derby. Now, this Saudi was identified by a top operative of the jihadists that was captured, he was identified as one of the jihadists' connection. And this person that identified two other connections within the Saudi royal family, and all three died within the same week.
I know, and let me add something to this. Again, the entire commission is in bed with the globalists. Some of them are actually in business with the bin Ladens, like Chairman Keane. Remember, they tried to have Henry Kissinger as the head of it, if that gives you an idea, folks. But here's a key point. James Baker represents the Saudis against the 9/11 families. Now, again, that's the Bush administration for you. And, of course, his cousin Kerry is up to his eyeballs in Saudi money as well.
Of course, and James Baker also had some financial connections with Carlyle, which is making lots of money off the war in Iraq.
The bin Laden family has made off just the increase in their profits from the privately held Carlyle Group, which they're majority owners in. They have made at least $2 billion on the war alone. Wow, their son did a good job for him. He's been a good CIA boy.
Well, you know, it's not enough to say it about all the financial connections between our president, the Saudi royal family, the bin Ladens, and the Bank of Qatar and Commerce International, a Saudi royal who owned the Bank of Qatar and Commerce International, Saeed bin Mafu, was identified as through a Senate investigation as financing a lot of the terrorist activities across the world.
Hey, whether it's Noriega or bin Laden or Saddam, what did Eisenhower call Fidel Castro? He called him the Abraham Lincoln of Latin America. They put all these people in. It's staged. Thanks for the call. It's how they operate, and people just cannot figure that out. Brad in Colorado. Brad, you're on the air. Go ahead. Yes, Brad, you're there, my friend. Brad? Brad's phone's having a problem. We'll go back to him. Another caller, Robert in Colorado. Robert, go ahead.
Alex, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've got 3 points. I may not have time for all three, but I'll try to get to them real quick. First off, the first time I ever heard your voice was on Roundtable with George Murray back in April or May, I think, March, somewhere around there.
Yeah, that was a good broadcast.
Yeah, you and Steve Quayle and several other people, and I didn't know who you were back then, but you started talking about globalism and 911 being orchestrated. I thought you were crazy, but then I went to your website, started doing some research, and I think I got to agree now. There was something to that. I think our government was behind it. So shout out to you. Thanks for what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
Well, thank you.
No problem. I was listening to one of your compatriots a few weeks ago, Dan Monteith.
Yes.
He had a guy on his Radio Liberty show talking about Freemasons, and a caller called in talking about the Brown versus Topeka Board of Education 1954 ruling, and he mentioned that Earl Warren, who was Chief Justice at that time, and Thurgood Marshall were both Freemasons. And his point was that rather than the government really caring about equal opportunity for education, it was their way to insinuate themselves into the state education and then try to dumb down education. And I want to know what your feeling was on that.
Well, no, that's absolutely true. And look, what happens is you've got real problems in society, real evils that have to be righted. Mm-hmm. The government always comes in with a solution that has nothing to do with fixing the problem and has everything to do with more control. And that's exactly what happened. It was all about federal control.
Yeah, that's a good point. And also, you may or may not know this. You probably didn't know it. Yesterday was the 30th anniversary of Richard Nixon resigning back in the 70s.
Yes.
Do you have any thoughts or feelings about that? Think about that at all?
Well, I mean, a lot of times they'll use a president to carry out their dirty work, then they'll hang them out to dry to make people think, oh, we've dealt with the corruption.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are kind of disposable minions,
mm-hmm.
or disposable heroes, depending on how you look at them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. You know, higher-level crime syndicates always burn their minions to then cover their trails.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hear you. One last thing. I hear some music, though. Are you good?
No, go ahead and finish.
Okay. You were talking about Todd Faber and Leopold the other week. I think you were saying that was contrived. Those phone calls weren't real. Did you say that?
Yes.
Well, about his wife, Lisa.
Tell you what, stay there.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's finally here. Spring has arrived. I can always tell because I get a flood of gardening and seed catalogs. This year, though, I'm not even looking at seed catalogs because I don't have to. I grow my own seed now from year to year, and you can too with the help of the ARC Institute's brand new 40-variety non-hybrid heirloom seed collection. With ARC's heirlooms, you can save seed from this year's garden to plant next year. It's fun, it's easy, and your garden produce tastes better than any you'll ever find at the grocery store. ARC's big 40-packet collection is loaded with everything a well-rounded garden should have. There's heirloom sweet corn, melons, squash, and tomatoes, enough to share with your neighbor. There's cabbage, beans, peas, lettuce, and carrots, beets, onions, cucumbers, eggplant, radishes, many other garden favorites, even popcorn. Save money, eat healthy, grow your own delicious, secure food supply and your own seeds year after year. Call the ARC Institute toll-free at 800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912 or visit arcinstitute.com today.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here. You know Berkey water filters have been removing pathogenic bacteria for years. But what about those unhealthy chemicals and heavy metals in your water? The powerful black Berkey purification elements fit most gravity filters and dramatically increase their power to extract waterborne contaminants. Best of all, they filter much faster than ordinary gravity elements. This means it takes much less time to filter your water. Black Berkey elements not only remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites, but also remove trihalomethanes and volatile organic elements such as benzene, chloride, and chloroform, MTBE, radon 222, foul taste and obnoxious odors like sulfur, even nitrates, and unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum are extracted. Supercharge your gravity filter today and order a 2-pack of Black Berkey Purification Elements for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Imagine a weight loss program that burns off calories by simply eating certain everyday foods. With a reverse calorie diet, it's possible. Every time you eat food, various organs such as your liver, spleen, and stomach have to work to complete digestion. For example, an ordinary piece of cake that has 300 calories may require only 25 calories to complete digestion. But a reverse calorie food that contains 50 calories may require 100 calories to complete digestion, actually removing fat from your body. Diets based on reverse calorie foods have resulted in amazing weight losses. One lady written up in the Journal of Medicine actually lost a whopping 256 pounds in just over 1 year. Our easy-to-follow guide reveals more than 100 secret foods that naturally burn fat from your body. To order the reverse calorie diet risk-free for just $19.95, call 1-800-647-3200. It's guaranteed. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Welcome back, my friends. Thank you for joining us. I'm sure you've heard the news that an American computer expert, but he didn't really use computers to get the job done, duped the U.S. government. Now the FBI is probing the hoax video of Iraq beheading. And it was all over the news for 2 days this weekend. Oh, my gosh, look at the new video of him cutting an American's head off. And I can't really do this justice because the Nicholas Berg video has now over 100 anomalies that we've seen. I mean, two hijackers have got the codes to his computers. He's investigated by the FBI. He quits an Ivy League school with an almost perfect grade point average to go travel the world helping the poor and disadvantaged. He works at Abu Ghraib prison. He's held by the FBI for 13 days, released into al-CIA's hands, gets his head cut off. Then forensic heads of universities look at it and say that's not really somebody getting their head cut off. The body would jerk. Blood would spray. Then video experts look at it and say the video's been doctored and then the audio's been manipulated. We have a government who's been caught planting fake letters from troops with false signatures in newspapers coast to coast that produces fake Niger weapons documents that uses 12-year-old graduate student papers is, quote, the latest intel that uses 4-year intel to claim that we're about to be under impending attack. I could go on for hours with where they've ordered the FBI and CIA
to, quote, issue fake terror alerts. And so then when we have a government that says, oh, we got a couple phone calls from people on board the hijacked aircraft that say that, oh, my gosh, we've been hijacked, honey. My point is that it's very easy to fake those. And you cannot trust. Number one, what cell phone ever worked from a plane? Their own private cell phones. Frankly, I've tried it. I know people who've tried it. I mean, the stuff doesn't even work out on the tarmac before you take off, before they tell you to turn them on. They've had all these mainstream articles about trying to make it to where cell phones work. They have the inboard cell phones that are specially transmitted from a high-powered antenna in the bottom of the plane through its communication system, but that's not a normal cell phone system. And a lot of times those don't work. So my point is I don't believe their official story. I mean, you have them claiming that all the five air traffic control tower tapes, we've had air traffic controllers on this show, by the way, all those malfunctioned, or then all of them were erased. Then they release clips of the air traffic control towers they claim were erased. So, I mean, they killed the same people three, four, five times, the same terrorists. It's just, it's sloppily done theater, but they know that 90% of high school graduates in major polls don't know who the vice president is, don't know how many continents there are, can't find Iraq on a map, on a globe. So they know that we're dumbed down or not focused on real issues, so they just get away with all this. I don't believe a word of it, folks. But we're about to go to Justin Rude, who writes for Congressional Quarterly Homeland Security. He writes for Salon, I mean, you name it. And he found some interesting info about the NORTHCOM, our new military command that runs our lives, basically, if we're under attack, coming out and saying that we need to hire some people for basically the Pentagon's Office of Strategic Influence, which they admitted 2 years ago was going to plant fake news stories. But then they claimed that they were withdrawing that program, so their first big lie. But briefly, and I appreciate our guest holding, I wanted to answer your question, Brad in Colorado, about why I think those tapes from the people that were on the hijacked planes are fake. And I gave you some background of that. Once you've lied to me hundreds of times and been caught manufacturing evidence, I don't believe you. So that's why I say that. But real quick, Brad, does that answer your question?
It's Robert. And, yeah, it kind of does. One last thing. What about Lisa Beamer? You think she was a part of that, or did she just believe that was really her husband?
What about who?
Lisa Beamer. Remember Todd Beamer's wife? I thought they had a conversation.
Well, no, sir. It's again, she said that she just got a call and he real quick said something and it disconnected.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, I appreciate
right.
your call.
Thanks,
I appreciate
Alex.
Your call, Robert. Look, all I know is they called public officials and told them not to fly to New York. Mayors, Joint Chiefs of Staff, that's San Francisco Chronicle, Newsweek. All I know is there was insider trading that led back to the CIA. All I know is hijackers went around creating this ledger, this history. They had their houses, their cars, their credit cards paid for by the U.S. government. All I know is PNAC calls for helpful terror attacks to get the people behind this war. All right, before our guest hangs up on us, I don't normally do that, and I apologize. Let's go to Justin Rude. And Justin has written several interesting articles in the last week. One of them is Protection or Paranoia? Why is the Secret Service treating harmless professors and passive as homeless advocates like they're members of Al-Qaeda? But we'll get to that later. First, I want to get into his article of last week that's posted on Infowars.com now, covering this situation with Homeland Security's military body, NORTHCOM, with Mr. Eberhardt, who did such a good job with NORAD standing down, running things at the end of Posse Comitatus. Mr. Rude, good to have you on.
Good to be here, sir.
You bet. Tell us about where we can read your fine research and some of the places that carry your columns, and then let's get into this latest Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence report.
Sure. Well, I write for a publication called Congressional Quarterly's Homeland Security, which is a subscription-based site that's kind of inside the Beltway-type publication. I also write for Salon.com, but I post most of what I do to a site called page15.com, page15.com.
Let's get into this article from last week. You found something interesting with NORTHCOM advertising for high-level people with security clearances for deception operations was, I believe, one of the quotes.
Yeah, it was. I was just going through some websites for some military contractors and came across this job posting for an influence operations specialist that was supposed to interface with NORTHCOM, with the military's northern command that, you know, controls the continental U.S. And that seemed a little strange to me, because they're not supposed to be doing influence operations in the continental United States. So I started poking around and found out that it was part of an Air Force contract, and it made this reference to influence operations at NORTHCOM and defined them as including psychological operations and deception plans, etc. I called NORTHCOM to try to find out, you know, what the story was, they didn't have a real good answer. They insisted, of course, it wasn't happening, but they did say that they had PSYOPs. There are psychological operations, which is, you know, encompasses various forms of propaganda, like you had mentioned. And it wasn't real clear, you know, not to get too technical into the whole world of the way the Pentagon is organized, but it's not real clear why that's at NORTHCOM. And maybe you've got listeners who can enlighten.
Well, I can enlighten you myself, and I'm sure our listeners can. We're actually on the radio in Colorado Springs.
Oh, excellent.
One of our affiliates is... part of the Colorado Radio Network is one of our affiliates there.
Well, if there's anybody there who can clue me in, please, you can send me an email to justin@page15.com.
justin@page15.com. Well, did you see General Eberhardt, the head of NORTHCOM, late last year in the L.A. Times, saying that, well, the Pentagon isn't watching. Well, no, his quote was, the military's not watching Americans. The Pentagon is. So that's like saying Satan isn't the devil. Lucifer is. I mean, to use that analogy again, or to say, you know, my name's not Alex, it's Jones.
Right.
So it's just a semantical manipulation. But he goes on to say, we need troops on the streets. And we've had the head of Homeland Security say this. I've interviewed troops who were in plain clothes in 1989 kicking down gun dealers' doors.
Right.
I mean, there's been I've got video of military checkpoints all over the country years before 9/11. So this is a covert program. But this latest thing, this directly ties into the Pentagon Office of Strategic Information of influence. You're aware of that. Tell us about it.
Well, the interesting thing is that when the idea for this Office of Strategic Influence, this OSI office, was floating around a couple of years ago, the big news was that they were talking about doing propaganda efforts on friendly countries, and that we do propaganda efforts against enemy countries, but the idea that we'd be doing it against countries like, you know, England and Australia, or journalists working there was controversial, to say the least.
But again, here's the spin. You're a journalist. This is, you know, a small world now. What is in England or the Sydney Morning Herald or Der Spiegel instantly is picked up by our news because it's highly respected. Journalistic standards, frankly, are much higher on average over there. And so to do a PSYOP on England is to do a PSYOP on us.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's interesting. That's an argument that goes, I think, both ways. That's one argument, you know, that says, well, there are no really borders when it comes to information anymore. And certainly, as I've been doing some of my background reading and talking with experts on PSYOPs, they say that's exactly why we have to have operations anywhere there's information, because the information that's generated in the U.S. also goes off to enemies. So, you know.
Well, this is like sliding down a razor blade into a pool of alcohol for the country, because... I mean, we know the government's been manipulating the media for at least 40, 50 years.
Sure.
There were congressional church hearings, the Bluebird, Mockingbird, I was thinking of Bluebeam, I crossed the two, Operation Mockingbird. We know a lot of key people in the media also pull down a couple hundred G's a year planning fake news stories. We know a lot of editors are in league with this. And so now, they're just coming out in the open, but their first big lie was, okay, we decided not to do this now.
Right. Well, this is the interesting thing, and I mentioned this in the article. They came out and said they weren't going to do it. And then last October, they slipped about $300,000, which really is not a whole lot of money by military standard, to a Pentagon contractor, SAIC, to develop a strategic influence plan. And that was, we didn't really get a whole lot of information about that other than that's what the New York Times reported. And then we didn't hear anything else about it. And then this job description pops up, and lo and behold, SAIC is one of the ones bidding for the contract that includes this position. So NSAIC, I believe, holds, I believe they hold staffing contracts at NORTHCOM as well. There's a large, as you probably know, intelligence operation going on at NORTHCOM that they do all sorts of intelligence analysis. From information coming in from everywhere the Pentagon gets information from the DIA.
Yeah, they're one of those filter points. But, I mean, look, we know there's evidence that's everywhere that they're doing this big time. I mean, I'm sure you heard about the fake letters from troops with fake signatures. Oh, I love the war. The Iraqis love us.
Right.
I mean, that's a great example right there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. It's an interesting one, to be sure. And that's the, I mean, the problem that you get into here, and it's, I think, largely looked at it from the perspective of an American citizen or especially a journalist, the issue of where that comes from isn't quite as important. But in terms of figuring out what's going on and why, and what laws are being broken, as they are, the question is that something that happened to occur to a colonel in the field, and so ordered it to be done, or is this something that, you know, was cooked up at some sort of PSYOPs operation and run that way?
Well, I think it's pretty obvious, especially when you look at the pattern. So what do we know that the Pentagon Office of Strategic Influence, what are they up to right now? I mean, or are they still claiming that they don't exist?
We don't know. You know, the Pentagon never really made it clear. I think Rumsfeld came out and made a statement or two soon after that came out that it was... they were no longer going to do that, and they wouldn't be engaged in, you know, that sort of behavior. But since then, it's been quiet. It's not, you know, they don't put the stuff up on billboards anymore, so it's not always easy to know what's going on. An interesting note is that the Office of Strategic Influence, that was under Doug Feit, who is, I'm sure that's a name that's all too familiar to you, has been involved in the alternative intelligence operations at the Pentagon and trying to come up with good, quote-unquote, intelligence regarding the war in Iraq and other issues.
Yeah, so we've got the same players over and over again, the same civilian contractors, the same operations popping up in a redundant fashion. When you talk to NORTHCOM, though, at first they tried to deny this. That's suspicious right there.
Well, at first they wouldn't say anything about it, which is more suspicious than a denial. But they just said, you're talking about operational things, and we can't comment on that. And I said, well, you know, we're talking about illegal things, because you're not allowed to be doing influence operations, you know, PSYOPs within the U.S. So can you tell me? And I went around and around with the spokesman there. I said, can you just say we aren't doing PSYOPs in the United States? And he wouldn't. And then he asked to see the documents that I was referring to that this was coming from. So I sent him the documents, and it wasn't until 3 or 4 days later, and they apparently had to do a bunch of running around on their end to figure out what to say and what to tell me, that they came out and said that that I know that they didn't do this, that it was illegal, it was obviously illegal, and that it wasn't anything that they do. And then when I would say, well, point blank, do you have psychological operations being run out of NORTHCOM? When I asked him directly, he would say no. But then I would say, is there any coordination between PSYOPs and your public affairs? Because that's, even if they aren't doing direct PSYOPs, even if PSYOPs isn't directly involved in running propaganda campaigns, the idea that they would coordinate messages with public affairs is somewhat troubling for a person in my position who spends all day talking to public affairs people.
Exactly. But Justin Rude, again from Salon Magazine, look, if we have CENTCOM running psychological operations, and we have SOUTHCOM doing it, and we have the other geographical groups doing this, and then they set one up for America, it's going to run under the same model. I mean, that's just common sense.
That is common sense. And again, there's a small gap between common sense and known fact that I haven't been able to establish, you know, that. But, I mean, you're absolutely right, and I think that you're tapping into another kind of function here that you get a lot inside the Beltway, which is that if somebody else has it, I want it too. You know, and if somebody, you know, has been working over at SOUTHCOM, who's over at NORTHCOM, or, you know, you find out that one place just opened up their own ice cream parlor, you want to get an ice cream parlor at NORTHCOM too, you know? So it's there's that kind of bureaucratic wrangling, which unfortunately doesn't have as much to do with looking at constitutional responsibility.
Well, you study this in depth. you write a scholarly report that's read by members of Congress and others.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just amazing to have this happening here. And I'm sure you've got comments about this new domestic security czar that they're now talking about being independent from Congress and maybe even the president. That is scary.
Yeah, and it's actually, it's really interesting because, you know, as much as there are strange things going on out there, Alex, and as much as you've got kind of, you know, what look like sort of illegal operations and whatnot and everything else, there's a lot of really good people who are trying to do a lot of really good things in the CIA and the FBI and elsewhere. And when I talk to people, senior officials and former senior officials from the CIA, from the FBI, and other intelligence organizations, they all say this is a horrible idea. Especially because the issue of having domestic intelligence being under the White House and not beholden to other areas is a particularly dangerous one, and one that they've spent a lot of their lives trying to protect.
Well, it's a hallmark of grade A tyranny. Mr. Rood, please stay with us. I appreciate you joining us. We'll come back and talk about that and your article also, Protection or Paranoia. It's excellent. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're about to go back to Justin Rood and get into some of the other things that are happening with our new super mega domestic KGB GRU Stasi Gestapo arm that'll coordinate all the nice men in black ski masks and black helmets that are searching you and your family while leaving the border wide open. But before we go back to Mr. Rood here in just a moment, I want to encourage all of you to visit PrisonPlanet.com and Infowars.com, as well as PrisonPlanet.tv and visit our secure online safe shopping cart and look at all the books and videos and books on tape and bumper stickers and Infowars.com t-shirts, and all of it is about spreading the word, educating the people. I've made two films about 9/11. I've made three films about the militarization of police, the FEMA centers, the internal security forces, Police State 1, Police State 2, Police State 3. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is one of my newest films. It's 2 hours, 44 minutes long. You want to be an expert on this stuff, all the facts, all the documents in your face, you need to get them. My films are $25.95 a piece, $20 if you order three or more of any of the 10 titles. Also, I carry George Humphrey's 9/11 The Great Illusion video, Eric Huffman's 9/11 Painful Deceptions video. So also, the best films out there on 9/11 are at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or call toll-free at 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action. We're going to have Mr. Rude with us about 20 minutes in the next hour. We're going to get into protection or paranoia. Why is the Secret Service treating harmless professors and pacifist homeless advocates like they're members of Al-Qaeda? They're doing that to everybody. Pot dealers, county commissioners that take $4,000 to give somebody more parking spaces for their, you know, shopping center or topless bar. Very serious. We're going to talk about that. But in the last few minutes we've got left here in this hour, Justin, can you get into this new mega super agency that's going to oversee all the other agencies and be outside Congress's purview?
Yeah, well, this it's the only thing that makes it difficult to talk about is that we don't really know what form it's going to take. But they've been talking about creating this National Counterterrorism Center, you know, that came out of the 9/11 Commission report. You know, the scariest thing about it is they want to combine. Excuse me, I have a horrible cold. They want to combine domestic intelligence and foreign intelligence control in the same office, that raises some important concerns because, as one former FBI guy said, and as a former CIA guy said, you don't want the CIA doing in the U.S. what the FBI does in the U.S. I mean, you don't want the CIA doing, you know, running their ops in the U.S., and you don't want the FBI doing stuff overseas. I mean, there are reasons that these things are divided. Even if, you know, post-Patriot people have concerns about how the FBI is going about their job here, it makes it even harder to get back to a point where, you know, we have the kind of civil liberties that a lot of people are looking for.
Well, I agree with you, but also this tactic of creating a new agency that then is separate from Congress, it will then command and control the other agencies. The 9/11 Commission has said what they want. Congress is saying what they want. And it's a pretty scary thing because, frankly, the government can't find enough, in my opinion, crooks to carry out what they want to do here in this country. And so they're going to create their own group, staff it with their own minions, their own corporate private enforcers in many cases, these mercs, and then this is a danger to our country itself and the continuity of our government. This just smacks of internal security force of the Fuhrer.
There are, I think, concerns. I think that's well said.
Quick question. What percentage of FBI and CIA you talk to there in the Beltway are against this? 80%, 50%, what?
I'd say there's 100% who are against it. I'd say half of them are against it because they want the FBI to retain the powers the FBI always had and the CIA. And the other half have serious constitutional concerns about what would happen if we had an office like that.
But the mainstream media says everyone loves it. We'll be back.